ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 2 The Cosmic Manifestation Chapter 10 Bhagavatam is the answer to all questions Part 1 Verses 1 through 9 The 10 subjects of Srimad Bhagavatam Atra sargo visargascha Stanam poshanam utayaha Manvantaresha anukatha Nirodho muktir ashrayaha Dashamasya vishuddhi artham navanam iha lakshanam varnayanti maha atmanah srutain arthena chanjasa. Sri Shukadeva Goswami said, In the Srimad Bhagavatam, there are 10 divisions of statements regarding the following. Sarga. The creation of the ingredients of the cosmos. Visarga, the creations of Lord Brahma. Stanam, the maintenance of the creation. Poshanam, special favor given to the faithful or the Lord's devotees. Utayaha, impetuses for activity. Manu Antara, prescribed duties given by the Manus for law-abiding men. Isha Anukatha, a description of the incarnations of the Lord. Nirodha, the winding up of the creation. Mukti, liberation from both gross and subtle material existence. Ashrayaha, the ultimate shelter, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Samam Bonam, the highest or ultimate good, considered as being an end unto itself, containing all other subsequent relative goods. This last item, Ashrayaha, the 10th item, is the shelter of all the other 9 items. To isolate the transcendence of the summum bonum, the symptoms of the other 9 items are described, sometimes by Vedic inference, sometimes by direct explanation, and sometimes by summary explanations given by the great sages. The elementary creation of 16 items of matter, namely the 5 elements, fire, water, land, air, and sky. Then, sound, form, taste, smell, touch. And the eyes, ears, nose, tongue, skin, and mind is known as sarga. So these 16 items of matter are broken down into the 5 gross elements, the 5 objects of the senses, the 5 knowledge-acquiring senses, and the mind. Whereas subsequent resultant interaction of the modes of material nature is called visarga. The right situation for the living entities is to obey the laws of God and thus be in perfect peace of mind under the protection of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Manus and their laws are meant to give the right direction in life. The impetus for activity is the desire for fruitive work. The science of God describes the incarnations of the Personality of Godhead and His different activities together with the activities of God's great devotees. The merging of the living entity and its conditional living tendency with the mystic lying down of Mahavishnu is called the winding up of the cosmic manifestation. Liberation is the permanent situation of the form of the living entity after he or she gives up both changeable, gross, and subtle material bodies. The Supreme One, who is celebrated as the Supreme Being or the Supreme Soul, is the Supreme Source of the entire cosmic manifestation, as well as its reservoir and winding up. Thus, Krishna is the Supreme Fountainhead, the Absolute Truth. The individual person, possessing different instruments of senses, is called the Adhyatmic Person, and the individual controlling deity of the senses is called Adhidaivik. The embodiment seen on the eyeballs is called the Adhibhautik Person. All three of the above-mentioned stages of different living entities are interdependent, for in the absence of one, the other is not understood. But the Supreme Being, who sees every one of them as the shelter of the shelter, is independent of all. And therefore, Lord Sri Krishna is the Supreme Shelter. Recorded March 2, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, Om Tat Sat.
Shari Hari Hari Bolite Nai Yane Bhave Nir Arkabe Nithai Chand Karuna Haibe Sangsar Vasana Mor Kabe Tushka Kabe Vishaya Shariya Kabe Shudahabe Mana Kabe Hama Herabo Sri Vrindavana Rupa Pade Hoibe Akushi Kabe Hama Ujabo Se Jugala Niviti Rupa Raghunata Pade Rahu Mora Prasana Oye sada naro samada Goranga bolite habe Pulaka shavira Hari hari bolite naiyane Benitai Chand Koruna Haibe Sanghara Vasana Mor Kabe Tuccha Habe Goranga Bolite Habe Ulaka Shari Hari Hari Bolite Nayane Babe Vishaya Chariya Khabe Shudahabe Mana Kabe Hama
Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains, there are specific symptoms by which the internal devotees of the Lord and the unalloyed or pure devotees are to be known. All unalloyed devotees are Shakti Tattvas or potencies of the Lord. Some of them are situated in conjugal love, and others in filial affection, fraternity, and servitude. Certainly all of them are devotees, but by making a comparative study it is found that the devotees or potencies who are engaged in conjugal love are better situated than the others. Thus, devotees who are in a relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead in conjugal love are considered to be the most confidential devotees of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Those who engage in the service of Lord Nityananda Prabhu and Lord Advaita Prabhu generally have relationships of parental love, fraternity, servitude, and neutrality. When such devotees develop great attachment for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then they too become situated within the intimate circle of devotees in conjugal love. This gradual development of devotional service is described in this song by Sri Narottam Das Thakur. He says, "When will there be eruptions on my body as soon as I chant the name of Lord Gauranga? And when will there be incessant torrents of tears as soon as I chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra? Oh, when will Lord Nityananda be merciful towards me and free me from all desires for material enjoyment? When will my mind be completely freed from all contamination of desires for material pleasure? For only at that time will it be possible for me to understand Vrindavan. And only if I become attached to the instructions given by the six Goswamis, headed by Rupa and Raghunath Das Goswamis, will it be possible for me to understand the conjugal love of Radha and Krishna." And so, by attachment to the devotional service of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one immediately comes to the ecstatic position. When one develops one's love for Nityananda Prabhu, one is freed from all attachments to this material world. And at that time, one becomes eligible to understand the Lord's pastimes in Vrindavan. In that condition, when one develops his or her love for the six Goswamis, then one can understand the conjugal love between Radha and Krishna. These are the different stages of a pure devotee's promotion to conjugal love in the service of Radha and Krishna in an intimate relationship with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Recorded Amalaki Vrata Ekadashi, March 2nd, 2023, by Nirantara Das in his virtual Bhajan Kutir in Aliso Viejo, California.